With me now is a very important visitor to the town. Your name is?
Edward Morello, MP for West Dorset.
Hello, Edward. Do you like to be called Edward or Ed?
Well, I usually go by Edward, but just because there's a very famous Ed in my party already, so he kind of has dibs.
That makes sense. So, you're a newbie in Westminster now. How long has it been? Sort of one term, really, isn't it? When did you get elected? Was it July?
Yeah, amazingly, we're 6 months down already. It's just whizzed by. It's quite startling that it's already Christmas, but I've been looking forward to Christmas for a long time now.
So have you settled in now? It must be a completely different world for you, going to Westminster every week and doing the duties of the local MP. Have you sort of got into some sort of routine now?
I don't think it's possible to get into a routine because it's too chaotic and there's always stuff happening and the schedule sort of jumps around. But we're sort of settling into it, sort of a little bit getting used to it. And my wife is very understanding of the fact that I've made a widow of her and an orphan.
Well, I was going to say that. It must be during the week. What's your week consist of? Presumably you go up on a Sunday night, do you, by train or something?
Well, I try and be here as much as possible, just because obviously we want to be doing stuff in the constituency. On a good day, I can go up on a Monday and come back on a Wednesday. On a bad week, Sunday night to Thursday night. And then we usually try and keep Sundays just for family.
And you do your surgeries on a Friday, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, online surgeries throughout the week and then in person when I'm back here on a Friday and Saturday, so yeah.
So you know what I'm going to ask you now, Ed? What are the biggest issues for local people in West Dorset?
I think the issues for West Dorset are the same as the issues for everywhere. You know, the stuff we campaigned on, it's about solving the cost of living crisis, it's about bringing down energy costs, it's stopping the pollution in our rivers and seas and sorting out social care and adult care and the NHS and all of those things. And the list goes on, but, you know, we feel it a lot because West Dorset is rural. We're really rural here. It's expensive.
And, of course, the council didn't get very much money from the bus grant, did they? 3.8 million compared with, I think Bournemouth got 11 million, didn't they?
Yeah, the problem is that the only metric the government uses is deprivation, whereas the important metric is rurality. We are really rural and it's expensive to deliver stuff here.
And the last time we didn't get anything at all,
yeah.
So we've really been cheated a little bit there, haven't we?
It's, you know, we've got to get, more money for Dorset, not just for the council, but also for the police force and NHS Dorset. You know, we've just seen Wellmar Hospice Care getting a £400,000 cut. You know, we need money and we need it desperately in West Dorset.
And how much deprivation is there? Because everybody thinks Dorchester is affluent. Since I've been working for this radio station, I've learned that South Dorset and West Dorset have got a lot of social problems, haven't they?
Huge amounts of social deprivation here, but also it's this rurality thing. You know, you get, if you're outside of the towns, how do you access services? If you can't drive, how do you get to things? Actually, a lot of our poverty goes unseen because it's outside of the towns.
I guess if you've got a hospital appointment or something like that, and there's no public transport, it's really, I know there are hospital cars and that sort of thing, but it's really awkward, isn't it, to get the times you want.
But also it's this matter of, it's how is the NHS free if I've got to travel for my free winter flu jab and it costs me 17 quid each way in a taxi? That is not a free winter flu jab. You know, it's that understanding what the cost is to living here.
Well, they tried to get me to go to Wareham for my winter flu jab. I managed to get an appointment in Weymouth eventually, but that's not good enough, is
no,
it, really?
It's not, and it's about delivering services where people are. We shouldn't be forcing people to pay stuff or forcing people to move closer to services. People move to West Dorset because we love living here. Let us live here where we want to live.
Let's move on to happier things now, because you're a family man.
Uh-huh.
How do you spend your Christmas? When do you break up at Westminster?
Well, we've still got another week to go. But how I spend my time with my family is being at amazing things like the Christmas Cracker in Dorchester, because it's such a fantastic family day out. We've got stalls everywhere. We've got performances going on, choirs. It's such a brilliant way to spend a day. And also, you can support local businesses by spending your money here.
Absolutely. I keep bumping into you at these events, which is a great thing. Can I wish you and your family, they've gone to get some donuts, I think, haven't they?
We're going to be filling ourselves with chocolate and all of the wonderful things that are going on here. But listen, have a lovely Christmas to all of your listeners. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful season.
And what I'll do is I'll invite you in to keep driving one afternoon and we'll have a more political discussion, shall we?
I look forward to being dragged over the coals by you.
No, it won't be that bad. Ed, thanks very much for sparing the time to talk to us, and lovely to meet you again. Keep up the good work.
Merry Christmas, Keep 106.
Thank you very much indeed.